Father's Day is coming up on Sunday, and you know dads are always like, the word of wisdom. When they speak, it's like, ooh, that's the truth. Dad is laying it down right now. But sometimes as you grow up, you're like, wait, dad had us doing what to save money? Like, did that actually make sense, the dad money saving hacks?
Yeah, some pretty off the wall things. And I don't know how much money they're actually saving off of these silly things.
But if dad says it, you do it. Justin in Redlands, what is your dad money saving hack?
We charge the kids a dollar every time they leave a fan or a light on, and we put it in a jar, and then it ends up being our vacation money at the end of the year.
That is genius.
Okay, hold on. Your vacation money? How many lights and doors are they leaving open and on?
Well, I have seven kids, so they leave them on quite a bit, and we collect it on the first, just like a utility bill. Every month on the first, we collect it just like a utility bill, and it goes in the change jar, and it goes towards whatever vacation at the end of the year.
Okay, so monthly, like, what's your average? How much are you collecting?
Probably like $45. It's not too crazy.
Where are the kids coming up with all this money?
You know, work it off, and then that's the kicker is if you guys don't have the money, then we find something worth the amount of money to do in the house and kind of get double, you know, to pay for it.
You have like a mini like business you're running.
Yeah, pretty much. But it's also, you know, it's teaching the responsibility of having a bill every month as well. So it kind of works out.
100%. Yeah, there's logic behind it.
He is crushing this dad thing. That is right? The smartest thing I've ever
heard. You're going to start charging Reese?
I'm going to have to.
Let's see. We have Dawn and Marina Valley. Do you have a money-saving dad hack?
Yeah, I had to go through my entire house with my kids and put in motion sensor lights because they wouldn't turn them off.
So you took out all of the regular lights and they will only come on if you're moving?
Yep, light switches. They stay on for 12 minutes.
Absolutely brilliant.
And then the one in the garage, it was a twist one. It would stay on for an hour if you happen to be doing something in the garage.
I can just imagine your kids doing homework. They're, like, studying. All of a sudden, the lights turn off. And they got to wave them back on.
Hey, they should learn to turn them off then, because I'm telling you, that's the worst part about it. Better the air conditioner's on, the windows are shut, so I just put locks on the windows so they can't open them.
Don, you are hardcore. Happy Father's Day to you. 909 says, my hack is, if we can do it on our own, we're not going to pay for somebody to do it. So I cut my own yard. I wash our cars. I change the oil. No need to pay others to do simple things, especially when everything is so expensive now.
And I totally agree with that. But I feel like it's hard, kind of in my situation, at least with like the two little ones, and finding the time to get out there and do all of it. Because I'm all for it. If I can, a lot of that stuff is very relaxing for me, mowing the lawn and doing all that work. But it's just hard. It's hard to get out there and actually do it.
Well, and with little ones, too, if you're like, I'm going to go wash the car, and like Reese wants to help. Like my boys, they're like, oh, I'll help you. And I'm like, most of the time, it's not really helping, though. You're making this a longer chore now.
Reese, why are you throwing dirt on the truck? I just just washed it. And then there's a text from the 909 who's actually looking for help. He says, please give me some dad advice for stopping my three daughters from taking an hour-long shower each. Now, I can't help there because I take pretty close to an hour-long shower.
You're just like his daughter. Get a smaller water heater. I'll guarantee they're not taking hour-long showers if it's cold water.